Flip some papier at these early care. Today's date is 02/05/2024. Dictation is for Jose Hernandez. Hernandez spells H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Jose spells J-O-S-C. Date of birth is 06/25/1980. This is a 43-year-old gentleman here with back pain, period. Next paragraph, patient denies trauma. Said this is a pain that he has had for many years. It's similar. Feels the same. He stated that the last time he had this pain was approximately 2 or 3 years ago and received injections in his back and did well for the past year, several years, period. Next paragraph. Patient described pain as sharp. Said pain is located in his lower back. Said sometimes pain will shoot down his leg, down to his foot. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies bowel or bladder dysfunction. He reports occasional weakness and tingling in his left lower extremity. He denies recent procedure in his back. Patient said he's not diabetic. Denies substance abuse. Denies diabetes history. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared with last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 150 over 88, pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature 98.6, period. Next paragraph, back. A full range of motion with moderate discomfort and flexion and extension. No erythema, no fluctuance, no lacerations or abrasions. No bony tenderness of the musculature. He has tenderness in the lateral surface, left lateral surface of his back. Next paragraph, DTRs, 2 bilateral for patellar reflexes. Next paragraph, strength in lower extremities is 5/5. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is back pain. Assessment number 2 is lumbar radiculopathy. Assessment number 3 is obesity. Next paragraph, procedure was done on this patient. Procedure's name is trigger point injection. Next line, patient was explained the procedure. Says you understand and give verbal consent for me to proceed. Site was identified and areas of maximum pain was identified by patient and I points and I marked. Next line, area was then sanitized with betadine, over wiped with alcohol. Next line, with the following medication: lidocaine 5 cc's and solumedrol 80 milligrams. These two medicines were mixed and injected into the site of the site/area of maximum pain. Period. 2 to 3 injections were completed. Afterwards, direct pressure was placed on site with Band-Aid place. There were no complications. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Robaxin, 750 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime. Next medication, Mobix, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily in the morning for 30 days. Next paragraph, patient's red flag score was low, thus the need for MRI or CT scan is not indicated, period. Patient was given the following in light of his radicular symptoms. He was given MRI for lumbar spine without contrast, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.